Time for sport now. Very good morning, Warwick Hadfield.
Welcome back, Hamish.
Thank you. Let's start with the AFL. Bombshell revelations that throw into doubt the convictions of 34 Essendon players for using a banned substance.
Bombshell, you might say, Hamish. Indeed. These stories have been brewing for some time. They're in the Herald Sun, written by Michael Warner, who has, I'm told, more to come in the days ahead. Now, Warner has been assisted by a hard-working core of supporters who have long believed that the findings of guilt by the Court of Arbitration for Sport against the Essendon players were arrived at in an unsafe way. Despite the federal government spending, and in one case tens of thousands of dollars, to prevent the supporters group from obtaining relevant documentation under Freedom of Information, thanks in a huge part to a wide range of whistleblowers, they have put together a 25,000-page dossier. And this contains information that shows the players were never administered any banned substances, and especially the alleged Thymosin Beta 4. According to the Herald Sun, ASADA only listed Thymosin Beta 4 as a banned substance long after the supplement program at Essendon ceased. There are also instances of evidence being allegedly manipulated by ASADA, ASADA, of course, Australia's sport anti-doping agency, instances of the Senate being misled by ASADA officials, of the CAS panellists erring in their decision-making, including an error in fact by the former Chief Justice of the New South Wales Supreme Court, Justice Spiegelman. Now, he was the only Australian on the three-person panel. The other panellists were CAS regulars flown in from Europe. Now, the supporters group, who are very, very dedicated people, and I reckon they'll be joined this morning by a lot more Essendon supporters reading the Herald Sun for the first time, or listening to Radio National, of course. They're going to be asking that John Coates, who's the head of the Australian Olympic Committee and also heads up CAS, they'll be asking him to immediately overturn the findings of guilt against the 34 Essendon players. Now, inter alia, that would mean that Job Watson would have his Brownlow medal returned to him. And I can tell you from talking to a lot of these supporters, this has been one of the motivating things driving them to get Job Watson back his Brownlow medal.
Certainly, what's the context here, Warwick? What's going on that's sort of driven all of this?
Well, we go back to the blackest day in Australian sport, which was that Bunfest held by politicians and sporting leaders in Canberra. And I think somebody felt that they had to get some sort of conviction, and there was a driving force, because it was embarrassing, I think, for various politicians of both hues as the thing unravelled. So there was an awful lot of force, I think, to try and get a conviction against the Essendon players. Now, originally, they were charged with using AOD. Embarrassingly for those trying to push that charge, it was discovered that AOD was not a banned substance. So somebody came up with this substance called Thymosin Beta 4, of which there is no evidence of it ever being at the Essendon Football Club, but the Court of Arbitration for Sport panellists erred, according to those supporters, in discovering that it had been at the Essendon Football Club and it had been administered to the players. And then, of course, we've got the situation where it was only Thymosin Beta 4 only turned up on the ban list long after the supplements program at Essendon had ceased. Now, a lot of people at Essendon were very, very unhappy at the time. The players were absolutely angry at the time that they were found guilty, because in the case of many of them, they hadn't even taken part in the supplements program, and they were still found guilty by the Court of Arbitration for Sport people. So you can understand there's been a lot of anger, and a lot of people have been working very, very hard behind the scenes against some, I have to say, almost very dark forces to stop this information coming to light. But as I've already said, there have been whistleblowers who I think probably felt they had seen wrongdoing happening, and they were happy to make that information available. And Hamish, if anyone at the AFP should feel the need to go through the underwear drawer of the recipient of all those whistleblowers' generosity, I can tell you right now the only thing they'll find will be an ancient cricket protector last used by its owner in a test match in 1972. I'll have more on this at 7:30.
Well, there's a clue for the RN breakfast listeners. Warwick, thank you. We'll talk to you about the Socceroos' big win overnight and also the Diamonds and their challenge in New Zealand tonight at 7:30.
Good on you, Hamish.
More sport now. Warwick is here. Warwick, let's start with the football. The Socceroos easily accounted for Chinese Taipei in the World Cup qualifying game last night.
Yes, Hamish, they got closer to the ruthlessness that the coach Graham Arnold wants. The score 7-1, the 7, of course, ruthless in their execution, the 1 a bit ruth, and Arnold wants to get rid of that before the opposition gets a little bit better than that which the Socceroos encountered last night. There were Australian goal scorers everywhere. Our striker Adam Taggart getting the first two before Chinese Taipei scored, and everyone went, woo, what's happening here? But thereafter, it was all Australia, Jackson Irvine and Harry Suter. Also getting a brace with Jamie McLaren coming on for Taggart, getting the final goal and setting up a nice little tussle with Taggart to be the number one striker in the games ahead, Hamish.
In netball, Warwick, a big challenge for the Diamonds in the Constellation Cup tonight in New Zealand.
Yeah, they need to level the series after losing Game 1 last weekend to New Zealand by a goal. The Australians will be closely watching the fitness of Caitlin Bassett, their captain and their best player in that last game, but she left the court injured. New Zealand's champion is Maria Folau, who may be playing her last series at the international level. So that'll give extra incentive for the Silver Ferns to go 2 up tonight, Hamish.
And Warwick, in the AFL, I suppose the fallout is brewing and building this morning. The convictions against 34 Essendon players for using a banned substance thrown into doubt this morning. This is a very significant story.
It certainly is, Hamish. And following the revelations in the Herald Sun this morning, the results of years of painstaking work by the players' supporters, I've sought, but just checking my inbox now, but not yet received a response from ASADA, that's the Australian Sports Anti-Doping Agency, to the claims that one ASADA official manipulated evidence and that another misled the Senate in this saga, as it became known after arising from, of course, the infamous Blackest Day in Australian Sport Media Conference. I also asked for a response to the claims that Thymas and Beta 4, the substance the players were alleged to have taken, only went up on the ASADA website as a banned substance long after the supplements program finished. Now, I have received a response from a member of the Essendon Football Department at the time, one whose career and his life too has been seriously interrupted by the findings of guilt, who said, this storyline, and he's referring to the one in the Herald Sun this morning, this storyline is so unbelievable and so sad. Yet it happens to be true. There's much, much more to come on this as the supporters group who have been working and doing the heavy lifting for the last 6 years to clear the players' demands, they're demanding that the findings of guilt by the Court of Arbitration for Sport be immediately overturned and that Joe Watson has his Brownlow medal returned to him. As we used to say in the old days of hard copy and the newspapers that I worked on, MTC, Hamish, more to come.
Indeed, Warwick. And I think we'll talk about it a little further in the 8 o'clock hour here on RN Breakfast. Have a great day.
Thanks very much, Hamish.